The big question for a lot of people this summer and now fall and come February is going to be, what's the deal with watching the Cubs on TV? If you want to watch them, I think the scariest scenario is what happened in Los Angeles. We had a sports reporter, I don't know if you had this, heard this conversation, but we had a guy on from Los Angeles who covers the Dodgers and cannot watch the Dodgers on local TV. And I said, well, that's just because you didn't pick. He said, no, it's not available in my market. I live in Los Angeles, and vast swaths of Southern California can literally not get it on their television because of the deal that the Dodgers cut. And the providers don't want to actually pass that expense along. And they said, skip it. We won't even do it. He can't watch Dodgers games. And is there any chance something like that would happen in Chicago? That's the worst case scenario. Phil Rosenthal writes about this business in the Chicago Tribune. And he joins us on WGN Radio. Hi, Phil. Welcome back to the show. How have you been?
I've been all right. I love that that pastiche you just ran, that audio montage. It was like post-game programming from David Mamet. It was fantastic.
I was thinking more of This American Life, but either way, it works.
It was like a football Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Yes, exactly.
Phil, you know? I know the lead in your column was about, will I specifically have to subscribe specifically to Marquee? But before we do that, just answer my question about the Dodgers scenario. How likely is it that we'll find ourselves in a situation like they have in Los Angeles?
I don't think it's likely, because I think they've learned from Los Angeles. And Los Angeles, they painted themselves into a corner. They promised the company that was going to do the channel, promised the Dodgers a payout. They are paying the Dodgers that money. To cover that expense, you have to offer the channel at a certain price. If you don't offer it at a certain price, well, then you don't make the money. And they already, with their own system, agreed to pay for the channel. So the price then is set, and they can't. If they lower it for everybody, and they ensure that there's this gaping hole. So they made it so they can't afford these other carriers, these other cable companies and satellite companies that said, we're not going to hit that price. And so there's been a standoff, and it's gone on for years at this point. It doesn't make a lot of sense
five
to me.
Years.
But
it's
again,
a
I think.
Deal.
Yeah, well, so far, I mean, it's a 25-year arrangement. It's going to go, I think, 25 years, and the fans are just getting used to not seeing the Dodgers. It's weird, it's stupid, but that's, again, I think the Cubs have learned something from that. The Cubs and Sinclair Broadcast Group, their partner in this, and so I don't think you're going to see the same kind of holes in the coverage, but. Is your system going to carry it? I don't know. We don't know, because they haven't closed those deals yet. I don't know where they are even in the negotiation of those deals. So there are questions that are out there. I just don't think it will be as bad as Los Angeles, because, as I say, Los Angeles is just a black eye on the sport.
And so we'll leave Los Angeles, but just to make sure I understand what happened there. In other words, if I had Comcast in L.A., Comcast essentially is saying that the rights that we would have to pay for the Dodgers games are so expensive, we're going to have to mark up everybody's price. We'll lose subscribers. People will just drop Comcast as a result, so we're not going to carry it. If you're a Comcast customer, say, in L.A., you don't even have the option, because they just don't think they can make the money, right?
Right, and it's not just that everybody's going to pay and they're going to have to raise the price, because I think we're naive if we don't think. I mean, the Cubs will tell you, well, they don't necessarily have to raise the price based on adding our channel, but it seems like companies tend to raise prices when they have an opportunity to raise prices. They want to keep a lid on it as much as possible, but they don't want to see their profit margin threatened.
Right,
and so it's unlikely there'd be no increase here. But the cost in L.A. would be, it's been deemed by every other carrier in the community as prohibitively high.
So here in Chicago, who are the players? What's the difference between Marquee and this Cubs-Sinclair thing?
Well, the Cubs-Sinclair thing is Marquee. The Cubs and Sinclair are going to operate, sell, produce, profit from Marquee. There'll be a division of labor. You know, the television stuff is going to come from Sinclair. They're going to cut the deals with the local cable companies, with DirecTV, if they can, and produce television because they're a television company. The Cubs' contribution to this will be the rights, and they will be a profit participant when the ads are sold, when the distribution deals are reached. So it's a partnership that way, kind of like, I mean, look, for 15 years, they were a partner with the White Sox, with the Bulls, with the Blackhawks, and Comcast in what's now NBC Sports Chicago.
Right.
That goes on now without the Cubs, and they've had to cut all new deals with that, and there are holes in their coverage right now because of that. But they've managed to get the big three cable companies, which are in the community, which are Comcast, RCN, and WOW, as well as deals with some of the smaller and mid-sized carriers in their market, and a short-term deal until they can figure out the exact deal for DirecTV, so it's on DirecTV. Dish, for example, does not have a deal with NBC Sports Chicago. So what's going to happen is Marquee, which is, again, this partnership from the Cubs and Sinclair, will go out and try to cut similar deals for their channel.
Yeah. So this fear that Cubs fans had last year, early this year, I guess, that I'm going to have to pay $10 or $12 more a month for my Cubs subscription. How grounded in reality is that?
Well, I don't know what the price is going to be. You don't know what the price is going to be. We don't. I mean, they haven't negotiated it yet, except with, as far as I know, there's one big deal with a company called Charter Communications, but they're not a huge player in this area. And we don't know the specifics of that deal. Whatever the price is will probably be folded into everybody's costs.
Right.
But it won't be. It's not going to be charged on an individual basis. If you're a Cub fan or not a Cub fan, it's much like ESPN or NBC Sports Chicago,
yeah,
or Fox News or MSNBC. It's going to be a channel that you're subsidizing with your monthly subscription. And although they may put it on a sports tier or something, you know, depending on your company and your plan, that will have you buy in. It will be bundled with other channels, so people who don't watch the channel are still going to wind up paying for it.
Right. Well, okay. So, but say I have Plan X now, and next year Plan X is also going to have the Cubs games on it. It'll be interesting to see if they charge me more for that.
I don't see how they can't.
Okay, and
they can and won't. And I say that knowing that there every other channel is negotiates its deals along the way. We don't know the specifics of the NBC Sports Chicago deal, but if it's the same or higher than what it was with the Cubs, or even a little bit lower, we don't know. Whatever they add to have to pick up Marquee is going to get figured into the total costs of delivering content to subscribers.
Well, maybe I'm more used to this than I know, because I have NBC Sports Chicago on my cable. We watch that at my house, and that's is that the equivalent of what we're talking about here?
Absolutely, and in fact, you know, with these, if you're pulling, say, over the air broadcast television like WGN or Channel 5 or Channel 7, you're pulling those off an antenna and not using a cable system or a streaming service or a satellite service, then you're getting it free. If you're going through one of these services, you're paying a fee for that too. That's figured into your bill because they work out carriage fee agreements. In fact, Dish TV had a standoff with Fox Corporation over a number of channels, including Channel 32 and Channel 50 locally, but also the Big Ten Network and Fox Sports 1 and some other channels. And they were blacked out for about 10 days.
Yeah.
They finally came to, because they couldn't settle on a carriage fee agreement, and they finally did a few hours before kickoff on Sunday. Otherwise, Dish subscribers would not have seen the Bears game.
I saw their ads about that saying, tell them to get it, otherwise you're not going to be able to see the game.
That's a fine idea, but, you know, the truth is, I understand both sides of this. You do, too. The content providers want to get paid for their content, and they look at the revenue. This is part of their revenue projections, is we're going to get carriage fees for this stuff, and we add value to the systems that carry it, okay? If you can't get those channels, then you're not getting the same value you thought you did when you subscribed. On the other hand, if you're one of these services, you're saying, well, I can't raise my price too much, or I'm already losing people who are cord cutting or looking at other ways of picking up the programming. I need to put it. I can't raise it too much. I got to keep it down to some extent. So there's this tension. But my personal view, and I think this is a view a lot of people have, is that if I go to you for a certain kind of content and you can't deliver that content for whatever reason, whether it's a principal stand against raising rates or whatever, I'm going to go elsewhere because I want the content. Ultimately, I come to you for the content. I want the content. So that becomes an issue.
I think a lot of people who are, this is a Cubs town, and people were very upset with the Cubs for a number of reasons, not all of them broadcast at the beginning of this season. And then this news breaks as well, and they said, that's it. I'm not paying another nickel for it. But even after the heartbreaking loss of the last 2 weeks this season, don't you think Cubs fans are, whatever it takes, going to subscribe to a system, and they're going to have that as their basic or their second step package, and they're going to pay for it?
I do think that, and I think that's what the Cubs and Sinclair are counting on. And I think it's not that they're going to, maybe they'll be upset and not want to watch as many games or watch the games as long, but the idea that they would be completely cut off from television of it, except for the games that are picked up by ESPN and by Fox,
right,
the national
right.
or regional telecast.
Yeah.
I think that's a bridge too far for them.
But, Phil,
that's my guess.
Is it possible, though, that if for whatever reason I don't want to pay for marquee sports, will these providers offer me a package that doesn't have it? Like, I don't want Cubs baseball. I don't want to pay. I don't want to subsidize that. Will that be an option?
Yeah, but you're probably not going to get NBC Sports Chicago or ESPN. You know, there are a lot of channels you may get the skinniest bundle, as they like to say, which is a stripped down, pared down, whatever. May not have it. It may, but it may not. If it doesn't, then you have that opportunity. But at the same time, you may lose a lot of channels you really do want, whether and you're not so ambivalent about.
What about,
and if that's the case, then they gotcha.
What about people who don't subscribe at all, but they're just watching it over the antenna?
No, they're in a bad place.
They don't have
the only
they won't get
that are going to be over the air are going to be the ones on Fox.
312-981-7200. Just a couple more minutes with Phil Rosenthal, columnist for the Chicago Tribune. This will start in February, Phil. Is that when the network?
Yeah, they're talking about having it start in time for the. They're going to do all the spring training games, so that would put them starting in February in time for that. That's the projection right now. I mean, again, until somebody flips a switch, who knows? But that's what they've been saying.
And again, I heard everything you said, but I just remember, I have it in my head for some reason, Phil, that somewhere between $5 and $10 or $6 and $12 was the amount that the increase would be. It's maybe impossible to compare these new channels and bundles with the old ones, but out of pocket at the end of the day, they're not going to take it on the chin. We're all going to have to pay somewhere close to $10 more a month, right?
It's everybody's estimating. I've seen that estimate. I think I've repeated that estimate, sourcing it, of course, but I don't know personally what it would be. And because the deals aren't cut yet. When the deals are cut, we'll have a better idea. If they go if it becomes a $6 addition, then the increase will be lower. But again, they're probably not the only channel getting an increase in this time
right,
frame,
right?
And they'll dump a lot of those things into it. So
yeah.
That's kind of where things are.
So they'll say, well, it wasn't just the Cubs. It's this whole new package. Look what we've got. La, da, 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 da.
Well, you know what, though? They may also say it's the Cubs and shield the other channels from that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this would ever be to everybody's advantage, but a lot of us long for the 100% a la carte menu day where we can just pick what we want, and we think that will cost us less.
You think that, but you know what? If a channel like, let's say, ESPN, which collects money from almost everybody, okay, whether they have any interest in sports or no sports, in order for Disney, the parent of ESPN, to collect as much money as they get through the bundling, the price on ESPN isn't the same. It goes way up. And if you start taking a la carte channels, the price on those a la carte channels will be expensive. And I think, so my own theory on this, and you may be, I don't know how disciplined you are about what you want to watch, but that they'll get you. One way or another, they'll get you.
Yeah. I got a minute and a half left. Stanley, you had a question for Phil Rosenthal. What is it? You're on WGN.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Good. I'm an over-the-air watcher. I don't have cable. I cut cable a long time ago. Are they going to have an app that you can purchase, like for your phone, so you can watch it? Or are you going to be able to watch it through MLB.com?
That's a real good question. Do you know, Phil?
If you live outside the Cubs designated market, which is not just the Chicago TV market, it's an area that goes into eastern Iowa, southern Wisconsin in some spots, western Indiana. If you get it outside of that area, yeah, you can probably watch Cub games there on MLB.com. You can buy a service. It's expensive, though. That in itself is not cheap. As for getting an app or something, it will, in all likelihood, as NBC Sports Chicago is, be available through streaming services. But again, who do you go to get the broadband so that you can get enough data so you can stream the game? Usually it's a cable company. So again, they're going to get you one way or the other.
Phil Rosenthal's piece is in the Tribune. You can still look it up online. Your Cubs Marquee Sports Network questions answered in the Tribune online still. I'm out of time, but it's always good to hear your voice. Do join us again sometime soon, Phil.
Anytime. Just ask.
He's the expert on a lot of those things in that part of the world.